We're here on Mugs in the Morning with the play-by-play voice of Husker Volleyball, John Baylor. JB, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm excited. Season starts a week from Tuesday. It is the ABCA first serve, Nebraska and Kentucky, followed by Louisville and Wisconsin. Great way to start the season.
I know. I was going to say, tough non-conference. We'll get into that. But preseason here, how do things at fall camp look so far?
Well, competition is spirited, especially for two positions, middle and left side. You got Layla Blackwell, who joins them in the middle, so Andy Jackson and Rebecca Alex. She's going by Rebecca now, not just Becca. There are only two spots for three great players. And Layla Blackwell was on a Final Four team with the University of San Diego 2 years ago, and she was a huge contributor when she started her career at the University of Indiana, so she knows the battles of the Big Ten, and I remember her as a freshman for the Hoosiers. So she's a high-impact player, All-American player, who just is going to join for one season, and we don't just have depth at middle. We have serious competition now for playing time. And then on the left side, you have the freshman Skylar, and then Taylor Landfair is the former Conference Player of the Year, who's, you know, was averaging 5 kills a set 2 years ago, and last year nearly that. And then Harper on the left, and Lindsey Krause. So there are only two spots over there, and there are four great players. I think Skylar's probably going to watch the first year, but we'll see. But I don't think Taylor came here to watch, and she was already named one of 5 Huskers on a preseason all-conference team. And it's not clear to me that she's even got a guaranteed starting spot for the Huskers. So the positions where we kind of know who's playing, Merritt on the right, Bergen in the center, Lexi's your libero, and presumably it's going to be Laney as your primary DS. But this Bennington phenom, Olivia Mock, I think, is turning heads. So she's going to give Laney and anyone else who wants to play back row a run for playing time. So happy choices for the coaching staff.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be some difficult decisions, but do you think maybe in the first couple of games, those are two positions that we see maybe a different starter in those spots, try to kind of test the water, see what works?
That would make sense, but coach often tries to find the right combo as soon as he can. And then, you know, timing and repetition is so critical in this sport. You've got quick sets, and you just don't want to make a lot of changes because those reps, not just in practice, but definitely in games in September, can pay off in December. So in any other sport, yeah, everyone's going to get their chance. We'll see who plays better, and the non-conference is a good time to figure out the starting lineup. But you know, the coach has had a ton of success kind of, you know, deciding earlier rather than later and letting that person have the bulk of the playing time. Everyone will get a chance, but my guess is whoever his favorites are early, based on practice performance, are going to get a lot more reps. But we'll find out.
Yeah, and we'll find out actually a week from tomorrow, right? Red-white scrimmage, huh?
Well, we got a big weekend for Husker fans. So a week from tomorrow is the red-white match. The next day is the unveiling, debut showing of the brand new ESPN E60 documentary, No Place Like Nebraska. It's a 1-hour documentary based on Husker volleyball, and the whole team in a private showing last night got to watch it, and it's really quite something. And it's yet another capstone for Nebraska volleyball to be chosen as an E60 subject matter, and the commitment that ESPN has made. You know, this team of directors, co-directors, and producers basically embedding themselves with the team for last season and much of the spring, going to Kearney, et cetera, and now this one-hour piece. It's just remarkable that what's happened to this program. As great as it was before last season, here's just one more example of how they've really captivated not just the region's but the nation's attention. And then 2 days after that will be the ABCA first serve, the doubleheader I just mentioned, and then following the second game will be the second showing of No Place Like Nebraska. So a lot of volleyball stuff to follow starting a week from Saturday.
And that first serve showcase down in Louisville, do you think that's going to be, I mean, they play Kentucky, it's going to feel like a road atmosphere almost because they're so close to Lexington, but do you think the Husker fans will travel well down to there?
What do you think?
Yeah, I think they will.
I think they'll be okay. I mean, I was at a conference, an education conference in Kearney a couple of weeks ago, and if I had like a dollar for everyone who told me they'll see me in Louisville, I'd have like $11 because it seems to be a fair amount of interest in going to that match. I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of work done the first 2 days of week after next because so many Huskers going to be out there. But yeah, there'll be plenty who travel the 1 hour from Lexington. Kentucky's going to be a little down. They lost their right side. Reagan Rutherford transferred to Texas. We know how that goes. But they've got one of the great coaches in the game, former Husker assistant Craig Skinner. They're 4 years divorced from their first national championship. It's just amazing. Kentucky's even got a great volleyball program. I mean, what he's done there in, 16 years now is just stunning. I mean, they were a moribund program. And given their location, proximity to the Big Ten, in at the time a fairly weak volleyball conference, for him to create a national championship program and it's perennially in the top 10, unbelievable. So we'll get a firsthand look at the latest version of Kentucky. Should be a great matchup, but you look at the non-conference schedule, it's loaded. This Creighton match at home, that's going to be, you know, mark your calendars for that one. Stanford at home, great schedule.
Yeah, I was looking. I think the Blue Jays are, this could be a historic season for the Blue Jays, so it should be fun on September 10th, huh?
Yeah, and they've never beaten Nebraska in the fall. And they had their chance, 2018, the Capri Davis game, down to Love. She pulls us out of the quagmire for the Huskers. That was at the CHI. And we've had great matches, and it gets closer every year. I mean, we had a couple five-gamers, but it rarely goes three anymore. And I'm hearing this is their best team ever. And they just, when you think of Creighton, you just think of great character kids, they're students. They're getting better and better. Fabulous coaching. I mean, their assistant coach. I mean, all right, fine. Kirsten Bernthal Booth, the former Lincoln East Spartans, one of the top coaches in the country and been there 20 years. Done a great job. Her assistant's Angie Axel. And, Angie's from Ogallala. And she led the Huskers to the undefeated 2000 National Championship. One of the great passers in the history of the program, maybe the history of sport. And she's been there the whole time with Kirsten. So they couldn't have better leadership, better players. Just, it's a great rivalry built on respect. But, yeah, make no mistake, Creighton thinks this is the year they finally break through.
And moving further along down the non-conference schedule, Stanford at home the 18th. And then maybe these Husker fans will start getting used to the Louisville area, huh? They go back to the Cardinals, and then obviously that's where the Final Four is this year. Long ways away,
I think Husker fans are looking into Airbnbs right now. I mean, we could have three trips. Let's hope three trips in the Final Four is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you don't want to be hanging out at, motor lodge for 4 days. So you got to make plans now. So I'm not changing my mailing address to Louisville, but I'm hoping to be there three times this fall, as are quite a few Husker fans.
Fantastic. You can't go wrong with the KFC Yum Center, right?
Exactly. It's a product that provides cardiologists with a lot of business.
And then moving into Big Ten play, we got the first two Big Ten matches against two of the four newbies, both the Los Angeles area teams. How do we expect these new Big Ten teams to adjust to the Big Ten volleyball slate?
Well, I think it's going to be a rude awakening. I mean, their recruiting in this sport has already improved. I mean, Allie Batenhorst is an example of that. But when they can recruit on the West Coast, as they should be able to, proximity, and say, oh, by the way, we're not just going to be playing Arizona and Arizona State and, Berkeley, places where you might get 1,000 fans. We're going to Wisconsin now. We're going to the heartbeat of the sport where, we're going to be playing in front of 5,000 fans on a regular basis. That's helping them recruit. So you got the brand name of USC and UCLA and the luster that goes with that. And then you've got the schedule now that makes the top players want to play there. So I think the future is very bright for USC and UCLA. Are they ready year one? I tend to doubt it. I know Allie Batenhorst is going to help at USC, but this to me is a step up. But secondly, USC and UCLA haven't broken through to a Final Four since 2011 when UCLA somehow won the championship. That was just a funky year. And then you got to go back to 2002-03 when USC won it back-to-back. I mean, it's been a while. I mean, we rarely run into them late in, forget in regionals, forget about Final Four. So maybe I'll eat my words. They're going to be right there in 2 or 3 years as they start to beef up their recruiting. But also, the transfer portal is going to really help them. Because, elite players are going to be like, hey, I get to play in the Big Ten, and I get to hang out in L.A. So John Cook's job just got a lot tougher. I don't think it'll be as tough this year with regard to those two teams as it will be in two or three.
Yeah, makes totally sense. And then kind of circling back to Nebraska's roster, you just hope and pray that you can have a full year of a healthy Lindsey Krause, huh?
You really do. She's one of the greatest high school players in the history of the state. Four consecutive Class B titles at Omaha Scott. They've only won nine in a row. But
yeah.
She was four of them. And put up numbers that you just don't see. I mean, she's a top three, top four offensive player in the history of the state as a high school level. Chooses her home state university. She's done everything she's been asked to do. I mean, she's played out of position her first 2 years, played on the right side. Then last year, she's, you know, fighting for a job, gets the job, is hitting .366 the first six matches of the Big Ten, and then has a very serious ankle sprain in practice on just a routine drill they do every day. And I remember seeing her getting on the plane for the trip later that day. They practiced that afternoon. We were going somewhere Northwestern, and she's getting on the plane. And I'm like, oh, boy, she's on crutches. I'm like, this does not look good. And they just said it was an ankle sprain. In a few days, it became clear this could be season-ending. And it was. And that changed everything because she's a warrior, and she's got one of the most explosive right shoulders you'll ever see. And she's so hungry. She just loves to play. And then she's probably one of our most reliable passers at that position. As we saw, you got to have reliable passing on the outside, and that was exposed in December. So we really missed her, and it would just be great if she got a Hollywood ending after what she's been through. So Husker fans just can't help but rooting for Lindsey Krause. On senior night, I expect a thunderous ovation for her no matter what happens this year, but especially if she hits her potential.
And taking a look at the whole roster, you know, a lot of returners and then a couple new faces that ought to bring a lot to the table. Is this one of the more anticipated Husker volleyball seasons in recent memory?
I say that every year. how can it not be? I mean, in Coach Cook's 24 years, this is his 25th, so it's quarter century now. He's been to 11 Final Fours. So, I mean, it's basically every other year. So, I mean, we almost never drop out of the top 10. I mean, it's happened maybe twice in this quarter century out of the top 10, maybe about a handful of times, let's just say that. It's just the expectations are they just keep rising, you know, and no exception here. I think there's such a bounty of riches. There is so much talent that this is going to be a difficult coaching job. And everything thus far seems like it's going beautifully. Chemistry seems great. I saw the whole team last night. They watched the ESPN E60 documentary on them. There were a lot of tears. There were a lot of hugs. The team is really close. But these are players who would be featured on nearly any other Big Ten team except for maybe one or two. I mean, guaranteed, like, set after set, you know, dig after dig. Like, they would be the focal point. They'd be at all the media press conferences. And for Nebraska, they're fighting for a job, and they're going to have to, invariably, some of them are going to have to watch. And so to keep them all happy in a transfer portal NIL era is going to be a real task. And, you know, we've got the coaching staff to do it. So I just want to say that, you know, we all know this, but when you have so much talent, it doesn't necessarily make things easier. I remember in 2008, we had basically seven players. And so, you know, that team got along great, and everyone just played their guts out because they knew if they made a mistake, they weren't going to get benched, right? There was no other choices, and that was one of the great teams of all time in Nebraska. Didn't win a title, but, you know, Jordan Larson's senior year, that was a fabulous year. So in the sport of volleyball, when chemistry matters so much, you know, it's not like basketball where, hey, LeBron can take over, and it doesn't really matter if the other four guys get along with him or not. I mean, he can win a game for it. Volleyball, Michaela Fecky depends on her setter, depends on the pass. And get bad passing, suddenly Michaela Fecky's neutralized. Like our offensive weapons in the championship match were neutralized or undermined because we couldn't pass really well in the sets two and three. So it's a game where there's so much interdependence. You got to get along well. I'm so far so good. They've had great chemistry for 2, 3, 4 years at least, so I don't expect anything different. But it doesn't necessarily make the job easier when you have this level of depth.
Absolutely. Talking here with John Baylor, voice of Husker volleyball, previewing the 2024 season. And John, just kind of wrap things up. Just what do you want fans to know about this Nebraska volleyball team, and what should they expect?
Well, they should expect, you know, the highest of standards. They should expect a little bit of a roller coaster ride. I think also, all the attention from last year is probably going to dissipate a little bit, which I think is probably a little healthy. They absolutely had a microscope the whole run last year. They've got six seniors, so there'll be a sense of urgency. There's a bad taste in their mouth with the way things ended last year, so theoretically they've got, you know, tremendous motivation. But, you know, those are just things on paper. But the way Coach Cook motivates, he's a master motivator. I can't imagine this would just be another glorious, anything other than another glorious magic carpet ride. But Texas is a favorite. They are loaded. They got Matty Skinner, who is the greatest outside hitter since Michaela Fecky. And, you know, in the country, I'm not sure why she wasn't starting on the outside of the Olympic team, but probably had something to do with passing. And then you've got Wisconsin, which is absolutely loaded. Everybody's back except a brand new setter. So those are your three favorites. But here's my dark horse, Penn State. I mean, Caroline Jurevicius, the transfer from Nebraska, going back to her father's alma mater, who's a great football player there, is going to be a four-time All-American, probably honorable mention this year. Anyway, they have a lot of firepower. They're all a bunch of transfers for the most part. I think they come together. I think they congeal this year, and they're picked third in the conference. I see them regional final, maybe finally getting back to the Final Four for the first time since 2017. So a lot to look forward to.
All right, John. Well, I know how busy you are, so we appreciate the time you taken to give us a call and discuss Husker volleyball with us.
Always fun, my friend. I'll do it anytime. And hello to all the Husker fans out in North Platte, and come say hello. I sit up high in the booth at the Devaney Center, so if you're able to make the drive to any home games this year, come by and say hello, please.
All right. Well, John, we appreciate the time, and it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
Same to you. Thanks so much, Jack.
That was John Baylor with the voice of Nebraska volleyball. So we are going to take a break here, back for more on Mugs in the Morning.